Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the mighty of 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here. He's showing off his beautiful new Caymus boat from West Coast Marine. And we're having a good time at Dana Landing. Summer kickoff sale. Oh, my God. Grant's now bringing us cheeseburgers in paradise, I would say, right? The sliders and Charlie's Landing is here. Brant, step up to the mic there and tell us what the heck you're doing here.
He's doing good. Yeah.
He's doing really, I mean, he's like, there, yeah. We're salivating now. So you just earlier served breakfast tacos. You still have those things going too?
We do. We got some breakfast tacos going still, and we're going to start doing some more of these smash burger sliders here for little samples, and come on over and get your fill.
Just get a little sample for free here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay at the summer kickoff sale. It's a really nice sale. Tell us about Charlie's Landing.
Yeah, what a rad spot you guys slated to. We're really stoked.
Well, thanks, Rick. Yeah, no, I mean, we just opened up here about 2 months ago right across there from the Seaforth Tackle Shop.
Right.
Over there at the Landing, and, you know, so much history over there, too. You know, sport fishing out of there in the 70s, and, I mean, you know, got a lot of nostalgia for the place, but it's, you know, not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's a pretty simple counter service type place with a nice patio and cold beer, you know.
Nice patio right on the water.
Yeah. No, I mean, great view. Yeah. And you know,
super food, too.
Well, thank you.
I mean, your avocado toast, that breakfast thing you do, oh, my God, that thing is to die for.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, our most popular stuff is definitely our smash burger, for sure.
Yeah.
Our fish and shrimp tacos.
How is it, Benny? He's got his mouth full. He's like, oh, it's really good.
The thing that's so cool about your spot over there, too, is it's so double duty. I mean, it's for sure, hey, swing in before your trip and grab a food or not. But also, like, on a day that you're not fishing, you're down there and it's soulful and you're on the boats and you cruise through the tackle store. And, like, you guys just do such a good job carrying that on. You sit on the patio and you look at the boats and you grab a burger and you hang out. And, like, it puts you into that right mood. It's a great spot.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, and it's really, what's really great about it, too, is it's great for the kids. You know, it's got a killer boardwalk over there. The kids will, you know, skateboard or, you know, rollerblade, do whatever, and the adults can sit there and drink a beer on the patio and have a burger. And, you know, we got a good kid selection over there, too, and then they can go, you know, peruse the tackle shop and annoy those guys over there, you
Perfect.
Know.
Yeah, mess up all the swim baits.
My daughter has, like, 40 swim baits and doesn't even like to fish out of it. You know, like, she just goes there and buys them.
And Brent, you're a restaurateur. I might add, you have all other restaurants too, right?
Yeah, four other restaurants.
So this is not a new game for you. So you know what you're doing.
You know, to be determined.
Yeah. But it's breakfast and lunch.
And dinner.
Oh, and dinner, too.
Yeah, we're going to start staying open later as you know, the weather gets better and more of the boats are fishing and stuff. So, right now, and then we'll start opening earlier, you know, too, as the boats are leaving earlier.
Cool. So what's earlier?
We'll start opening probably 5.
5 a.m.?
You know, for that kind of grab-and-go stuff, you know, for those boats that are leaving at 6. And then, you know, as the summer gets rolling, we'll probably stay open until 8 or so in the evening, you know, as for a little happy hour and dinner.
Again, what a great service. You're coming down from work or you're coming down from Orange County, LA, and you're jumping on one of the boats at Seaforth, and you know, traditionally it's not a dinner thing, but to be able to have a great spot to grab a burger before you jump on the boat, perfect.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're seeing that, you know, some of these boats are leaving, that we'll get that kind of, you know, quote unquote happy hour crowd as the guys are waiting, you know, to, you know, load up and get ready for the overnight trips, and so that's been real great.
Well, best of luck to you. Charlie's Landing, right adjacent to Seaforth. You can't miss it. You turn right into Seaforth, you turn left into Charlie's Landing. Go breakfast, lunch, dinner. Fantastic. And thanks for coming down to Dana Landing and serving food here for a little sample.
Yeah, the breakfast taco was bomb.
Our pleasure. Everybody stop by and come grab some food here. We'll be here all day.
I can't wait to dig into this.
For real.
Benny, give us a report.
Oh, delicious. The taco was incredible. I'm ready for more.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks, Brent.
Good job, bro.
Good luck, Charlie. Thanks, Brent. And, a lot of great people here, a lot of great stuff to do, and we're giving away some great products. prizes today.
No, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about this? We have two prizes, same two prizes that we're going to be giving away at the end of the show today, and they're only available if you stand up to the microphone and ask a question today. You know, what have we had? Six people come up so far? I mean, the odds of you winning are fantastic. So, again, if you want to step up to the microphone, ask a question, just see Gary White here in the Let's Talk Hookup sweatshirt. Let him know, hey, man, I want to ask a question. Two prizes given away. Again, they're each a $50 gift card to Dana Landing. So you're going to have a full shopping spree right here at Dana Landing, $50, and you're going to get a ticket to the Apps and Taps event May 18th, again, honoring Frank Lopresti. Going to be a great time, lots of great food, lots of great drinks, a really, really fun time. So you're getting a ticket to that, and you're getting a $50 gift card just for stepping up to the microphone to ask a question today. It's been a busy show already. If you do want to get us on the phones, we'd love to hear from you there, too. That's 213-432-1090. And as always, you can send us a text message question, and that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You bet. Let's find out what's fighting, Rick.
Today it's time for our catch report and our fishdope.com report. Today is sponsored by just the best quality, easy in and out, low gas prices. That's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or for your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, they have 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a great day in the water. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners. And always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. And again, if you came down, you always hear us talking about Summit.
It's right
there. Around the corner, man.
I was just there the other day, man. I mean, that place is so awesome.
It's cool.
And free 150 pounds of free ice, or 100 pounds of free ice for our listeners.
So rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I mean, if you're stopping, you're going to get lesser expensive fuel, and you get the free ice. Why would you not?
Yeah, it was like 40 cents a gallon cheaper than
that. That's so rad. Yeah. I love it. That's cool. Well, hey, we're going to start off with our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Benny. Great show this morning. Fun listening to you guys there. So we've got kind of a good
Mark. Mark, by the way, before you start, Mark, thank you for hooking Hoos up with my new bait tank.
Hey.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I have a new boat coming soon, and of course, it's going to have a, it's going to be a Pacific Edge bait tank. And I haven't had a full chance to check it out, but after the show, I'm going to be doing the tour of that bait tank, and it's going to go on the boat here in a couple of weeks. So it's pretty awesome, and thanks to Bob Hoos for bringing it down.
Yeah, glad that all worked out. We got kind of a good news, bad news, broad brush type of report here this week. So good news first. Man, we got a widespread of biting fish. You know, it's springtime and conditions, you know, they're tough for a long time here, but they're slowly improving. Fish are responding. So starting up north, the guys fishing out of Santa Barbara and Ventura, they're splitting their time between Santa Rosa, but mostly Santa Cruz there for a mix of halibut, sea bass, barracuda. They've had some good fishing. And at barracuda catchers the other day, that's really great news because in many years it seems like they show up north of us and then trickle down our way. So hopefully that's the beginning of that. We could definitely use some barracudas scattered around here. So we'll see. Nothing from Nick this week. A little breezy out there for sure. Santa Barbara Island, much the same. They got some breeze, but they did a little bit of coverage. Rumors of squid there, and they're both there today. So we'll see what develops out there before they get their butts blown off this afternoon. Catalina, definitely a springtime mix of bass, barracuda, bonita along the kelp lines. It's definitely improving. Water's cleaning up, warming up, and all them little inshore guys are snapping. And still some halibuts biting on the beaches right up tight there. Really shallow. It's been pretty good. And don't need squid necessarily. They're biting sardines just fine. And then very few reports of yellows and sea bass over there. It's just really a slow start on the yellows and sea bass this year for sure. And squid situation remains, I would say, challenging. Aclimeti, trying to wake up. More yellows over there showing. Mostly front side middle there, but they're definitely more show than go. But that'll change as conditions continue to improve there. Boats are picking a few every day. And hopefully some of those yellows hanging around the Coronados keep coming our way. We can use them. And that fish down there, God, it's just a beautiful grade of fish, mostly on a yo-yo iron. And then you know, you've heard Benny talking about that bass fishing over there at Clementi. You know, scalpel bass are definitely waking up. Right? I gotta tell you, surface iron fishing for big calico bass in Pyramid Cove, which is one of my favorite spots on earth, that is as good as it gets. This is so much fun.
And Benny Florentino on that Camus, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Oh,
no,
yeah, the ride to and from.
Yeah, me too.
To sign me up also.
But offshore, as everybody knows, those bluefins kind of went MIA. They went deep for a couple weeks. Fortunately, they popped back up 5 or 6 days ago. And, they've been biting fairly steadily. Last night, it seemed like most of that fleet was just southwest of Ensenada, so they're kind of creeping up our way. And that's really good news, and hopefully they keep doing exactly that, biting and coming our way. We could definitely use it. So that's all the good news, and there's been a bunch of it, but we do got some wind in the forecast, so if you guys are heading offshore, you got to be a little bit careful. It's supposed to freeze up pretty good here the next couple of days. So that's this week's report, and we'll round up something cool for you next week.
And that sounds good. And fishdope.com, of course, Danny and the boys always have the top stuff, weather, the right spots to fish, and all that. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Boca Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good show down there.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
very
Mark.
Much.
All right. We're going to continue with our catch report. We're going to head across the street from where we're at right now over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're just across the way from you here at Dana Landing, the big summer kickoff sale, and we're all a little bit jealous now realizing how good that Charlie's Landing is. They've been cooking up free samples. We didn't realize what you were working with.
Oh,
we didn't realize what you were working with right out the door.
That mini smash burger?
I tried to tell you.
You did, man.
I tried.
Wow.
Yeah. They're doing a great job over there, yeah. So I would say you guys are slumming it, but after hearing that, I can see how, you know, you're enjoying the Mission Bay here. So, you know.
It's not bad, buddy. It's not bad.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to go over there and grab a burger this morning then, or
on,
maybe one of those breakfast burritos. Yeah.
Come
so
on.
I'm going to start off with a half day today, because half day fishing has really took a step up here. Very, very good bottom fishing in the morning, and they're starting to see those calico bass, some very good calico bass fishing in the afternoon. And actually, they did see 4 yellowtail on the half day earlier in the week on Wednesday, so pretty good. But oddly enough, I think the whopper this week was yesterday, they caught a 12-pound vermilion.
Unreal. unbelievable, Marcos.
How huge is that?
Good God.
That was a pretty big fish, and you know, it's always nice to catch those reds and mix them with the rockfish, but that's kind of like a, wow, you know, that's a fish of a lifetime there, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many, Seaforth is known for having those great Colonette and Baja trips, and, you know, so many of the great boats that have run down there. You never see a 12-pounder.
No.
That's unbelievable, and to come from the half-day boat is so cool.
Yeah, that's kind of the fishing. It's like that half day has definitely taken a step up. You know, it was kind of a little good here, down a bit, a little good here, but that was great bottom fishing in the morning. I mean, they caught 243 rockfish in addition to that, you know, so total there. Had 52 calico bass in the afternoon, released 80 of them. Overall, great fishing on the half day. And in addition to the half day, coming up starting this next Friday, where it's going to start that twilight trip. And we talk about this every season, what a fun trip that is. Nice laid-back trip, go out there. You're going to get a shot at those calico bass, maybe some good rockfish in there. Hey, you never know, you might see a yellowtail. And I know that trip kind of lost popularity for a bit, but I think it's picking back up, and that's, you know, that's kind of a fun trip there. So definitely check the website for those half days. The full days, San Diego been running this week, barring a little weather delaying their first trip. Last weekend, they've been catching yellowtail. They had 12 yellowtail yesterday with some bottom fish, 9 the day before that. I think they had 16 the day before that. So not quite those, you know, limits of yellowtail yet, but this is the first week they've been running. They've been seeing a lot of fish. They've been losing some. They aren't quite cooperating there, but that's going to, I imagine, take off, and you're going to see some really big counts pretty soon there. trips are already filling up quickly on the San Diego, especially on the weekends. So, again, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Those half days, including the twilights coming up, the full days. The overnight boats, a little bit more of a struggle. They are seeing a little bit of bluefin on there. Pacific Voyager did have 42 earlier in the week on 3 days. The Polaris Supreme, again, some limits of bluefin on there. So, overall, inconsistent fishing, I'd say. But, again, just like the half day and the full day, I mean, as long as the weather holds out here, I imagine this is just going to get better. And next week I'll be even, maybe I'll have a 13-pound red to report next week.
I like it, Marcos. Well, some great fishing all the way across the board. And like you say, a little bit of weather to get through here, but just a couple days and we'll get right back to beautiful weather. I know we got boats going and fish biting. Appreciate a great report, Marcos. If somebody wants to get in on all the great stuff you guys are doing, one more time, give us the phone number, how we do it.
Give us a call, 619-224-3383. We're happy to help you out. Get on the boat there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there. You can make reservations online if you prefer to do it that way. Again, check the socials. See pictures of some of these great fishing. And most importantly, come down and visit us in person. Get your gear tuned up and visit Charlie's Landing there and get some of that great food now that you guys are on board with it finally. Next step, bring back the Rock Hot Rick breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Marcos. Well, great job, buddy. Appreciate it, as always. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. That's going to wrap up our catch for today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where they get the premier processing experience. You can check out the new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With the new team members and the new staff, they're far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make sure you make those reservations today.
Steve P. from Spring Valley, are you hanging around here? Steve, there he is. All right, thanks for coming down to Dana Landing in Mission Bay here for the big summer kickoff sale. Almost feels like summer with all this good fishing.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me down here this morning. It is a beautiful morning. I'm going to be going on a bluefin trip here in just a few weeks, and I'd like to talk about hooks just for a second.
Sure.
What's the preferred hook? What's the preferred size? And circle hook or no circle hook?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, obviously it depends a little bit on bait. I think the right answer for that doesn't give you the number of hook. The right answer is the biggest hook you can possibly use but still get a bite with. And I think if it were me, I would be starting out my fly line outfit. Obviously, this season has been so much, it seems like a lot of the fish you're catching right now have been like 25 to 60 pounders. And, a small hook certainly gets bit better, but when you start talking about fish that are 60 pounds and above, a bigger hook takes a much bigger purchase. It gets around the hinge of the jaw better, and it's got a better barb. I think I'd be starting with like a Gamakatsu, like a 1-0 or a number 1, something like that.
The Nautilus circle.
Yeah, the Nautilus.
Yeah.
And then if you're having trouble getting bite, it's particularly scratchy, most of the fish are school-sized fish, I would in my bag for sure have as small as a number 2 or maybe even a number 4. I don't think it's where I'd start, but I'd sure have that, extra arrow in my quiver just in case. But I think a 1 or a 1-0 would be my size.
And today at Dana Landing, you heard it, buy two, get one free, plus the free box. So go see Rick and get those Nautilus. And let's ask one of the experts.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Mike from the Tribute's calling in. Good morning, Mike.
Mike, we got you on the line there?
Pick us up, Mike.
Well, looks like we might have lost Mike there,
maybe.
But I'm sure we can get
he'll call
reconnected.
Back, sure.
Yeah.
See what's going on. Ron Lane is here.
Hey, good morning, guys.
We saw you running around. What's that big barge you were running around?
That's so cool.
Four guys standing up casting.
Yep. It's the Fiesta.
The
Hobie Fiesta.
Inflatable.
Yeah, you bet. Show up and blow up.
Yeah.
That was a
wow.
Party barge.
You know, this it's so funny. These inflatable kayaks that Hobie's making are so comfortable to be in.
They're amazing.
They got great seats and everything. So on Wednesday, my son Hayden and I were out snowboarding all morning up in Mammoth. It's just absolutely incredible snow. We did, I think it was 25 miles.
Wow.
And, 24,000 vertical feet or something. And then we jump in the car, go down to Convict Lake, and we blew up our 9 and our 11, and we went out trout fishing, and we both caught trout.
Sick.
Wow.
So cool.
So sick.
I mean, that show up and blow up thing is so amazing. Like, and the second day we go, oh, we snowboarded too long, and they weren't a big thing to have on top of your car or anything. It was real easy to store them in the van and just in the back of a car. So anywhere you're at, you can go, wow, look at that lake.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's show up and blow up.
Show up and blow up. And that's so that Fiesta takes four people. So if you have a family, you can all go cruising around.
I had Jared, my two grandsons, and myself. So that's three generations on that boat, and we were all roping trout over in front of the Mission Bay Yacht Club.
Spotties.
It was a spotty attack.
How awesome is that?
Fun to watch, and they can walk around on it. You know, it's amazing.
Wow. So what's the deal today at the Dana Landing? Big summer kickoff sale. I know you guys have some special things going on.
Well, we do, but before we get into the sale, when can you come down and just leisurely chat with Benny Florentino? With Afrin Abutin and just talk fishing
with Corey Sandin.
And Lane Killian, one of Afrin Abutin's team guys, is here. They all kayak fish. You could just stand around their kayaks and see how they're rigging them, talking.
Cool.
I mean, it's amazing. And then I think that what time is the seminar today?
10 o'clock, Benny. Is
10 a.m. Yeah, 10 a.m.
I mean, how do you miss that with Afrin and Jenny and Corey?
Yeah.
So I would be down here, and then I've got you, because then you can go try a boat. You can just walk down on the dock.
Free demos.
Yeah, free demos. We've got the Fiesta in the water. The other thing.
You have the 9 inflatable and the 11 inflatable, too?
We do.
And what about the Outback?
Outbacks, Pro Anglers. We're just demoing a couple of the new 360s right now.
Oh, wow.
Hey, but an interesting thing. Chris Minnick came down and brought his 9, his show-up, blow-up boat.
Is
9 inflatable, and he's got his live scope on it. It's all rigged, right?
Wow.
Get out of here.
He's got a live scope on an
inflatable kayak with his motor, and I mean,
that's rad.
It really looks cool, and to chat with him, you'll get hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to have to take that to Picacho's next trip.
Wouldn't you love to do that? Have him just take you out to an area and fish that area for a couple hours?
I just don't see why not, man.
Were just saying in Picacho.
Oh, I went with Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. A couple
goodness.
Weeks ago.
I heard you had a monster.
No, it was last week, yeah.
You had a monster for Picachos, too.
We did. And you know what's funny is those four-pounders fight much harder. This guy, Chris, goes, last year that was probably a 10-pounder. He's a little like us. He's losing weight now.
That's so cool.
So the sale for Fastlane.
Yeah, you know what? We've got a really great sale going.
Okay.
Right now we have three or four Outbacks, which we bought at a special deal, and they're only $29.95.
Wow.
For an Outback, and that includes a black box from Yak Attack.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so
that's like $500-$600 off?
Right. Yeah. We got a special. I think they're 23s instead of 24s, but they're exactly the same boat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a really good sale going on, and you get stuff with it, the boat show. It's not as good a deal as the boat show, but almost.
Almost. Hey, we have Mike from the Tribute back. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How about this time?
There he is. Yeah. Got you loud and clear. What's going on?
Okay, I was having a one-sided conversation with you earlier. early departure, day and a half, left yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Got in the zone about 1 o'clock this morning. A little bit of sign. We ended up picking up 4 out of about 7 40 to 60-pound bluefin 4 o'clock in the morning. See a pretty good sign of bird life and stuff here throughout the day. It sounds like the majority of the guys that were there early last night caught some fish, so we're going to be able to fish this area until probably midnight tonight. Hopefully get another shot at them in the dark or here throughout the day.
Wow. So it's
awesome,
good. And the weather. So the weather's holding.
It's gorgeous. It's nothing what they called for right now. It's glassy. I'm sure there's a beer on the rail down there somewhere, and it's very, very nice right now. It looks like we're going to get a little bit of breeze later, but they downgraded it quite a bit from what it was. But right now, you could see a puddler at a mile. I mean, it'd be no problem.
Wow.
That's awesome, Mike.
So if somebody wants to ride the Tribute, what do you have coming up?
So we changed our schedule around a little bit during the week here. We're doing a two-day trip leaving Wednesday morning, ultra limited load, only 26 guys, try to get down here and fish two nights. The price on that 750, we just put it up this morning. So hopefully weather looks great throughout the week, and then we do have room on Friday night's trip. Early departure. We're doing most of these day and a half leaving at 5 o'clock, get us a chance to get down here and fish a good chunk of the dark. Last trip we started fishing at 11, so it, you know, a few hours makes a big difference. So early departure, day and a half Friday night, two-day trip leaving Wednesday morning. Both of them have rooms, so it's a good chance to jump on and get in on some of this nice weather that we have coming up.
All right. Sounds good. You just book it on C4 Sport Fishing?
C4 Landing, 619-224-3383, TributeSportFishing.com or C4thLanding.com.
Thanks, Mike, for giving us the live report on the water. Keep getting them. Hope you really get them.
Hopefully we have more info tomorrow morning. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
yeah, call
so.
Us back.
Thanks. Yeah, let us know. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Baja Ben from Chula Vista. Ben, he's still hanging around. Thanks for joining us here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay for the big summer kickoff sale. Nice crowd here, and people are coming out of the store with lots of stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
Some good sales. Yeah, good morning, Ben.
Morning. Well, good morning, guys. I want to get you all on record. When do you guys think this daytime range skiff bluefin fishing is going to kick off?
Ooh.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I wish. I dreamt that this morning.
Yeah, dreamt that? Okay, could happen. Yeah, it's not that far.
There was gifts that caught him yesterday on the Hidden Bank.
Yeah.
I think to really answer Ben's question, like when it's going to be good and available and float everywhere, I think really soon. You know, I mean, I think within the weeks when it'll be good, but I mean, I know that there was a couple of fish caught yesterday by a private boat as close as the Hidden Bank. I don't think that the volume or wide open foamer fishing is quite there yet, but I think you hear all the fish filtering in. I got a text message from Carl from the Landing saying that the Pacific Dawn had limits from their two-day trip.
Nice.
They were 20 to 60 pounders. I mean, you can feel the wave like increasing right now, and there's certainly fish that are on the local banks already. And I would say if it were me, 2 weeks. That's what I feel. You'll
2 weeks?
That's when I think it'll be like full-blown summer mode for local skiffing.
Hey, I have a great text here from Brian Wilson in San Clemente, and he says, regarding descending devices for kayak anglers, Ron, if you rig a snap swivel in line on one of your rods above the lure, and you can quickly snap to the descending device that you have on the deck with your weight attached already, that will satisfy the available for immediate use requirement on the rigs. You will never actually need to use it in 30 feet of water, though. A side note, you've caught some nice grass rockfish and sculpin in the bay. So just so you know, kayaks, right?
That's brilliant.
Yeah. So thanks for that.
That's good info.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, Brian. Thanks a lot for the call. Rockfish on a kayak, that's kind of an unusual thought, though, huh?
No, it's not.
No?
You know what's funny is one of my first team guys, a guy named Larry Lauman, he used to go out and he'd look around for yellowtail, and he'd immediately shift to calicos. And then after calicos, he had these rock cod spots marked on his, you know, his fish finder.
Yeah.
And he'd go over and he'd always bring dinner home. So it's a lot easier than you think.
Totally.
It's find those spots, mark them, and get on it.
Yeah.
That's such a unique fishery that you have put so many people in the position to get to take advantage of in that fishing in La Jolla. I mean, the launch is so easy. The equipment that you provide is so easy to use, and it's a short paddle, and you're into the zone of fishing yellowtail and sea bass and nice reds and the whole night. Yeah, everything.
Oh, goodness.
It's truly the backyard.
Some of the pics. Oh my goodness! You know, here comes Charlie's again.
Oh man!
That, you know what? I'm nervous about.
Oh, more tacos.
I'm nervous about all this because
all
now
good.
My
Thank
favorite
you.
Lunch spot is going to be crowded.
Oh, see,
I mean, they deserve it. I'm that is good, man.
It's
well,
good grub.
Yeah. We've been going. Debbie and I have been going over there every other day for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Go.
We
so
finally
so
discovered.
So you see Ron Lane hanging out over there.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the sale that you got going. So do you have Salty Crew stuff on sale?
Salty Crew is on sale. Big
okay.
sale. Yep. It's 20% off. And,
all right.
And we just got a new shipment of stuff, so it all looking really new and good. You know, it's just
so you going to be hanging out all day till 1 o'clock, demoing boats in the water. Big sale on the kayaks, kayak accessories, Salty Crew gear. Come and see all the incredible stuff that's going on.
At an event like this, sometimes you don't even know what you don't know. So
yeah.
If you come down and you see Larry Lauman's, you know, I mean, not Larry's, but Derwin Chang is here.
Yeah.
And his got his tournament boat right over there. And you can see exactly what he's using.
Some pretty cool setup.
And all that stuff, the Yak Attack stuff, it's all on sale.
Yeah. All right. So it's Fastlane Kayaks right here at Dana Landing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ron.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Scott Sherman standing by. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing.
Hey, Scott. Good morning, guys. Good to see you. Can't decide if I need to have a question for Benny here or if I wanted to promote the bottom fishing tournament.
Do both.
Well, his mouth is full again, so I'm going to go ahead and ask him.
Hey, man, you put a taco in front of this table.
Good,
it's going
man.
Down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about the bottom fishing tournament first. Got 1 week left here till the Southwestern Yacht Club charity bottom fishing tournament.
That's
that benefits Friends of Rollo as the beneficiary. It's a great event. It's coming up next weekend. You can go online and sign up at swycanglers.org. You can go right there and sign up. I have flyers here at the booth over there at Friends of Rollo that you can just scan the QR code and go right to the tournament. Fun tournament. We go out and catch rockfish. We come back, have the award ceremony, all kinds of prizes and raffles and that type of thing. And we actually process the fish that we just caught and bring them up and make a big fish taco dinner, all raising funds for Friends of Rollo.
That sounds
so
great.
Cool.
Yeah. And thank you guys for stepping up and making Rollo one of the beneficiaries of that tournament. Such a great tournament with a lot of history.
Cool. And now that Benny's mouth is ready to go.
Oh, that stuff is
good food, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
When it comes to current, how do you really tell where the current's going, if it's the right current, if it's the wrong current? Because a lot of times wind and that on the boat, it's tough to tell what the current's doing.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, my guys yesterday, they all have boats. And one of the things they were asking me, because I continually look at the water, you can virtually be 10 yards up the beach, come down 10 yards, there's no current. You come another 10 yards, and it's ripping downhill, uphill. And a lot of times, and you'll hear us talk about it, it's called leading edge. You'll see us looking at kind of underwater points. I use my graph on my Humminbird Solexes. I literally look at the contour and look at my side scan at the same time and see rock ledges that the kelp grows on. And you can see, like, underwater points, like the freshwater guys. I will set up on that leading edge, watching the kelp go down. A lot of times, anglers will presume that it's current when there's a little bit of offshore wind or onshore wind, and it blows the tops, but yet the kelp stock is kind of straight up and bending over. They presume that's current. You really got to look basically at the base of the kelp on your meter. For most part, most anglers have pretty darn good fish finders on their boats that they can see the bend in the kelp.
And that's the true sense of the current.
Yes. You want to see real current, per se. And that was our success for getting bites yesterday.
So if you go to a spot and there's just not much current, you're moving somewhere.
I'm moving, yeah.
Yeah, you're
and if there's no current at all in the area I'm fishing, we're putting the troll motor down on spot lock and having lunch or a couple of beers.
Because they're not going to bite.
Because they're not going to. They really are. You can force them and get little guys, you know. But, you know, we were at San Clemente Island, so the goal is to catch trophy fish. So,
And it could, in an hour, it could be totally different.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
likely will be.
Yeah, it definitely will. And that's what happened yesterday. Once the current started to move, man, the fish just, they wanted moving water. You know, and I always say it's they're burning calories and they're going to get hungry. They're going to get hungry.
Yeah. See, it's a light switch sometimes with the currents.
Oh, yeah. It was just like that yesterday. Every time we had an area that had moving water, we were getting bit. And not just one or two fish. We're talking bunches of them.
That's so cool. Scott, good luck with the tournament, the
Blackfish
tournament. Again, scan the QR code, get in on that tournament next Saturday. All right, thanks.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. It's Let's Talk Hookup for the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Leave a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, we are live here at the Dana Landing Sale in Mission Bay. What a great morning. Great crowd already here. Free food. Amazing tackle deals inside.
Yeah.
All the killer raffles.
Buy two, get one free on all the jigs, and some buy one, get one free. I mean, just unbelievable.
How about 10% off reels and free Spectra?
How about that?
A deal like that, you're on a premium reel, you're saving 50, 60, 70 bucks on the reel, and you're going to get 100 bucks worth of line for free. I mean, we're talking a multi-$100 savings on a premium reel right now.
And Bob Hoos, Costa.
Good morning.
Who's going to be, by the way, our guest for a full 2 hours
next Saturday.
Yeah. It'll be great to have you in the world headquarters. There's a deal on Costa we can't really talk about. But it's 20% off.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Hoos isn't allowed to say it either.
I know. So I'm walking by with a customer, Costa guy, which my booth's over here, and he goes, hey, I like what Ricky is wearing. And I go, that's Spiro XL. And I go, they're 20% off. Yeah. And he goes, I'm done. And watch him in. Yeah, the first 2 minutes of the show.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah, I talked about it last weekend on the show, but the lens color when you're looking is so crucial. And Benny, what's your favorite color?
I think I'm wearing, I'm not sure.
Copper.
I'm wearing
copper.
Judah Alley.
He's gray silver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gray silver.
But I tell you what I did try on was the new gold lens.
Yeah.
Like for, like for today.
Really?
Oh, like today.
Gold lens.
Or
is that new, Bobby?
Oh.
It's new right now, and we're going to raffle off a pair of gold lens Costas on the show next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome lens.
Is it?
This lens color is so unique that I was at a show up in Kern Valley in a Bass Pro. I had my like employee pair. He bought them off my face. He's like, I'm taking these. I got a
wow.
tournament. And it's...
Better than the green
well,
silver mirror?
It's right there at the lower end of the spectrum, so it's like overcast days, sight fishing. Yeah,
a little darker.
Little darker than the sunrise silver mirror, but it's golden. It's
an awesome
lens. It's going to be a game
lens.
Changer.
Yeah, on the water, it's an awesome lens.
So that's the new gold lens.
Gold lens, yeah. We'll talk about that next Saturday for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Mike Louse is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, man. Anxious to hear. Sounds like there's a little bit of fishing happening. You guys are taking advantage.
Yeah. Yes. It's looking good. It's looking good. Looks like there's some pretty big schools out there. I'm not on the boat right now. Charlie called me this morning, my son, and he's got 24 fish this morning from last night. And I believe he's only got 10 people on the boat. Maybe a few less.
Gone.
Yeah.
Wow,
so he's doing really good. It's a two-day trip, and yeah, it seems like his trip's coming together for him. I'm very proud of him. Very proud of him.
Father-son duo, too. That's pretty cool on the Pacific Dawn. You guys have been doing a great job. And, you know, you mentioned the light load. That's kind of been your guys' deal, like a lighter load, premium fishing, targeting big bluefins. I know that that big bluefin thing is kind of your deal.
Yeah, we kind of love it. We love it, and we feel like that's the perfect boat for it. You know, the lighter load makes for a comfortable time at the rail. You know, there's a lot of space between the rail and the house. So, you know, if you're kite fishing and have a big giant reel, it makes it that much better, more pleasant.
So, if somebody wants to get on the Pacific Dawn, do you have some spots available on upcoming trips?
Absolutely, and that's what I was just going to mention. We have a 2.5 day coming up and a 2 day. We have plenty of room, plenty of spots available. There's quite a few 2 day trips that we've put up from now until our charter season completely comes into full swing. So if you guys want to come on out and have a chance to ride in the Pacific Dawn before the summer starts, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. Call Fisherman's Landing. And ask for Carl or any one of the guys at Fisherman's Landing, and they'll have you booked up on any trip you'd like.
Or you can book right online at fishermanslanding.com, right?
That's right. That too. I'm kind of old school, sorry.
Yeah.
You can go right online.
Great to hear from you. Captain Mike Louse from the Pacific Dawn. Great boat out of Fisherman's Landing. Get aboard, nice light loads, and biting bluefin right now. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good job, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right. Hey, Glenn from Del Mar is here. Glenn, thanks for hanging out with us here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And
good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rick, I can honestly say that for the last 25-plus years, you guys have been my kids and my wife Jackie's alarm clock.
Hey, right. I like it, Glenn.
She feels like you're our neighbor.
That's cool.
My question is there a way to effectively fish a fly fish on a drop back when you're in the jumpers, breezers, and you're in the fish, everybody's ready with the bait in that little, not actually to troll it, but actually
sure.
when you're in that slowing down, they're reeling the jigs in.
A fly line bait. Bob, what do you think?
So what we've been doing on my boat is get a small helium balloon.
Right.
And if you have a live flyer is just like game changer.
Sure.
But if you have a dead flyer, rig its wings, put a small helium balloon about 20 feet
above the bait, let it out there, and then skip it back. And so you're almost like working a kite. So that small helium balloon will give it some lift, get it out way past the boat, and then skip it back and just keep winding.
On long range, we call that the Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Skip it back. But no, that works
that's
really
a good,
good
tip, Bob.
Yeah. The balloon with a rubber band 20 feet above. Fly line it back, and then when the boat stops, you know, skip it back. And
take a small helium tank. I mean,
step up.
Yeah, you can go.
Can you take a small helium
tank? Yeah, you can go. You can get those little party balloon. Party City. They got the little helium tanks, and get a small balloon, rubber bands. You know, tie the rubber band on and send that.
If you're on a sport boat, ask permission of the.
Right.
And a lot of the sport boats have helium on there too. So.
But I think bringing your own is never a bad idea. Like you say, just check with the guys, and you know, situational. Like if you're on like a trip that we just talked to Mike. You know, not a ton of guys targeting those big ones. I think they'd be into it for sure.
Another way you can do it is you take those floaties and cut it in half, and you put a little backpack on the flyer. Zip tie, it's like a little life jacket.
Right.
No balloon. And we take those pool floaties.
Pool noodles.
Yeah, pool noodles. Cut them in half,
really?
And then zip tie it on its back. It's a little life jacket. It'll float.
Yeah.
Pin the wings open, let that thing float back, and then skip it back. Boom. You're on.
You're letting out all the secrets there, Bob.
Hey, well, this is the day. I mean, there's all these bass guys here. Benny's talking. I got to go to Clemente tonight. It's Friday.
Save me a spot.
We got the Doc Groms, Spotted Bay Bass. Corey's right over here.
Yeah.
Kicker.
Great.
We got Warbaits. It's like a candy store here.
I can see my boat right there. Full of fuel. We could be doing this in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I've got a surf of the siren rod.
Yeah,
let's go, man.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And well, there's food. I mean, I had sliders.
Oh,
I've had tacos. I mean,
so good. Yeah, get on down. And 20% off Costas.
20% off, yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that.
No, it's a sale.
So
it's not advertised, and so, 20% off.
So
I
want to go back to the color of lenses, what a huge difference it makes. And I was fishing the wrong lenses when I was up at Pyramid. We were doing some sight fishing. I switched to the gold or the green mirror. And it was like the lights turned on.
It's like
I went from
HDTV.
A silver gray to... Yeah. If so, this new gold sounds like something.
It's
that
got a rose base and the colors pop. Yeah, it's got a
freshwater
rose
or
base.
Saltwater.
Both any fishery, but it's
do you have them here? We can try out.
I told you the guy bought the samples off my face. He was fishing that Arizona Open, Western Outdoor News, and he goes, "I'm taking these."
Yeah,
great.
But next Saturday,
we're gonna raffle off a pair of gold lenses, and I'll bring some, and that's gonna be an excellent topic to talk about because that's the number one question I get asked, lens color. I'm like,
I want to add something that I love so much about what Costa does is those lens colors make a huge difference, but I am not like a flashy lens guy as much. And what I love is that the silver mirror has so many different now color options that you can look at. Like, I like silver mirror because it looks just like a very regular pair of glasses. I don't like a pair of glasses that's got a flashier personality than I have. So silver mirror just looks like a regular thing, but you can get them in sunrise yellow with the silver mirror.
Yeah.
You can get them in gray. You can get them
copper.
All of those like color contrast and good colors, but like what somebody looks through from the exterior is just a regular pair of shades.
Yeah.
The same thing that Benny's got, but you don't know if he's looking through a gray, a copper, a yellow, a brown. You know, I love it.
One thing about fishing with me, I've got a couple of Plano boxes filled with different style glasses with different lenses.
Different coasters.
Different coasters. My guests would like to try a certain lens that, they want to try. It's on the Camus. So they have a choice and style. They're on the fence. Maybe they have an inferior lens. They go, hey, try these on. Fish with these for the day and tell me what you think. What they think is they go on the site and order a pair of glasses right away.
I hope most of our captains are listening to this advice, because that's exactly
a great idea.
The way to do it. Totally. Give your give your customers the option before they buy it.
Absolutely.
Out on the water. It's like field testing 2.0.
Yeah, sure.
You just don't realize what a difference a lens color can change. You know, you wear the same gray lens every day. You think, well, this is what it's like. But Pete, you said it best at Pyramid. I mean, it was the difference between seeing them or not
seeing
them.
Turn the lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Jason from OB, are you still hanging around? Jason, come on up. Step up to the mic. And thanks for being patient. I want to thank everybody for coming down today to Dana Landing. It's hopping.
Yeah. I wouldn't say step up to the mic.
Yeah, well, he's kind of hopping.
Get up to the mic, Jason. What's up, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
First off, I just want to thank you guys for having this amazing show.
Yeah.
And the app is just beyond amazing. I've been really stuck up in the hospital for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
And without you guys' show, I literally would have gone crazy.
Wow.
I've listened to all the archives and going back to shows from back in the day. I just want to say thank you very much.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I finally got out of the... So now I'm back on the scooter.
Yeah.
Anyway, so quick question, though, is when it comes to those spinning rods or reels, what is the difference in having a bait runner compared to just, I mean, isn't every spinning reel a bait runner in theory with the bail open?
I tell you, you know, and I'll take it because I carry spinning reels for fishing lures, and I carry spinning reels for bait fishing. For example, I had a... basketball player last Monday, Kenyon Martin, who's retired. He, we were fishing bait at Catalina, and I just wanted to get him bit. He was fishing the Tunis 4,000 and 8,000 paired up with Therese rods. The difference is, with that bait runner feature, you could flip your bait out, open the bail, flip your bait out, close the bail, put it in that bait runner feature. Your bait is able to swim freely, as opposed to keeping a bail open. You get bit with the bait runner. You turn the handle, you're on. Whereas,
so cool.
Whereas the bail in olden world, with some outfits, you have the bail open, the line takes off, and by the time you react, maybe the fish is off, maybe they spit the bait, whatever. But with the bait runner feature on most of these bait runner features on the spinning reels like the Tunis and the bait runner on the Shimano reels is huge, because all you do is click it, and flip it.
Bigger, so the Tunis is better than you think than getting the Saragossa. If I'm going to go up that 12,000, you know, range, that Tunis 12,000.
If you're fishing, say, poppers or even surface iron with a spinning reel, because I have guys that fish Saragossas with the surface iron spinning reels. But if you're live bait fishing, I would definitely direct you to a bait runner feature.
Okay.
100%.
Go. Thanks for coming down.
Appreciate it, Jason. Hey, with that, he might be the winner of a $50 gift card and a certificate to Apps and Taps. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio live from the Dana Landing Sale.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power onboard, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, we're live here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, having a great time.
Okay, Benny Florentino drew two names, and congratulations, Steve P. and Glenn from Del Mar. You are the $50.
Dave P.,
Dave P. in Spring Valley, and Glenn from Del Mar, if you're still here.
Yeah, right, you got to be present.
We're going to award you a $50 gift card to Dana Landing and a ticket to the Apps and Taps in a couple of weeks.
Oh, cool.
Benny Florentino, Coastal Charters. How do we go fishing with you? I want to go.
They can do a number of ways. You can go directly to Instagram and direct message. You can go 310-779-0397. Go to my website, fishcoastalcharters.com. And, yeah,
perfect.
Appreciate having me, guys.
Yeah, that's so awesome, man. And today, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock here at Dana Landing. The sale goes on all the way to 1 o'clock, so be sure to hang out. Come down to Dana Landing here in Mission Bay and come see Benny and Afrin and Corey Sandin, our co-host here, putting on quite the performance. Thanks, Benny, and we'll look forward to having you back soon. All right, very much. And we'll look forward to having you back. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board, and, of course, Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Tomorrow morning, a big show. Captain Dwayne Diego, back from all his travels from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. He's got big announcements tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that. 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.